The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek the lost and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. In our American culture, few things are cherished above personal freedom and individuality. The freedom to express ourselves and to be whatever we want to be is at the heart of the American spirit, and it has been so for years. The ironic thing, though, is that the more people try to be different, the more they end up resembling one another. Long ago, when I was young and cool, I was a college chaplain in Towson. And I was speaking with another chaplain who had had remarkable success with his campus ministry. And we were discussing how often college ministries become centers of strange liturgical practices or selective Catholicism. How do we get through to young people today? And his answer was this: these kids pierce everything. They will get tattoos of anything and place them pretty much anywhere. They have been catered to and pandered to for much of their lives. And this ministry should not be just another one of those experiences. The most shocking thing that we can present to these young people is the truth. It's the gospel. He was right, and I saw it work for myself. Today, striving to be different often leads simply to blending in with the crowd. There are a lot of faces in that crowd, and we really don't want to be just another one of them. So friends, it's time for us to be strange. We meet one such strange person in the gospel today. Zacchaeus stands out from the other people in Jericho. He's shorter than most people. He is the chief tax collector, not just a tax collector, but the chief. And he's also a wealthy man besides being a tax collector. And all of these things mark him as strange. However, as Jesus passes through the town, intending simply to just pass through, Zacchaeus, well, he could just blend in to that crowd like everyone else and just watch Jesus as he passes. But he doesn't. He can't. Due to his short stature, he can't see over the complacent, conforming crowd. So he climbs a tree, a very strange thing for a grown man to do. You don't see too many grown men climbing trees. unless they're chopping them down. He wants to catch a glimpse of Jesus. He wants an encounter, even if it's just seeing him. Zacchaeus literally goes out on a limb. And seeing him, Jesus stops. Our Lord knows something is up with this little guy. He catches his attention. Now, in the Gospels, very little amazes, surprises, or impresses Jesus. Demons jump out of graveyards at him, and he simply rebukes them. However, when someone shows remarkable faith, or conversely, when someone shows a remarkable lack of faith, Christ pays attention. Here, as he intends to pass through, something remarkable must have stopped him in his tracks as he sees Zacchaeus up in that tree. So he calls him down. Here, we learn new, strange things about Zacchaeus. In spite of his wealth, he will give half of what he has to the poor. As a tax collector, if he ever cheats someone, he will pay them back. Not just what he cheated them, not just double or triple, but four times. Even amid the jeers of the crowd, this little man stands tall and speaks up to Jesus in his defense. "I am not what they think I am, Lord." And Jesus knows this. Today, salvation has come to this house. Brothers and sisters, we can blend into this congregation and be part of the crowd. At Mass, we could be content to hear God's word spoken to us and Jesus become present here at this altar. We could leave this place having fulfilled our duty and return to the rest of our lives. But this is not what we are called to do. Jesus wants us to impress him. He wants us to stand out. He wants us to be strange. Conforming to what the world calls normal will not catch God's attention. Not in the way Zacchaeus did today. We must be strange. And this is seen in the way we encounter the world around us. Do we need to follow the fashions of the world? Do we need name brands and expensive tags to show that we are just like everyone else who buys this type of phone or purse or that kind of jacket? Are we prudent in our use of this world's goods, or do we conform to a throwaway culture? It's easy to blend in. It's comfortable. There were a lot of faces in the crowd as Jesus walked through Jericho that day, but there was only one Zacchaeus. And there's only one you. How will Jesus notice you today?